possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was Jeff Hathorn, our Steelers insider, did an excellent job at Steelers training camp this summer on Chris Boswell's negotiations. Because I do think that there is a category or a group of Steelers fans who don't want Hayward paid, but want Boswell paid, that want to throw out the, well, you signed a contract, live up to the terms of your contract, a deal is a deal, and they forget that and say, well, Boswell is the best at what he does, and he didn't just negotiate last year, so let's take care of him. And my thing is, either do both or you do none. Either say that...
Under what auspices?
Under the auspices
of... Would you say that you can't split the baby here if you're the Steelers and take it on a case-by-case basis?
Under the auspice of they're both one percenters. They're both the best at what they do.
Well, I don't think Cam is the best defensive lineman in the league. And Boswell, statistically, I think you can make the argument, is the best kicker in football. It's probably, what, him or Brandon Aubrey?
Okay, but... Two defensive tackles make the All-Pro team, and he was one of them.
No, I understand that. He's so, up there very close to the top of the heap if you're just talking D-linemen, period, D-tackles. I would just say Boswell, though, is the best. And you know what? To be pragmatic about it, if I were going to try to put myself in the shoes of the people that might want Boswell done but not Cam, it costs you less money to
do Boswell. But if you wanted me to really parse this out with you, which I just might be in the mood to do, are we sure Boswell's better than Brandon Aubrey?
I just said Brandon Aubrey, but I think however you want to slice it.
So last year Hayward was 1-1A. It was him and Chris Jones.
Who's likelier to age better?
Okay, well then you would always pay a kicker over a position player because they can last until they're in their 40s.
I think if you're the Steelers, you're definitely not looking at this as, okay, does each guy deserve it? It's the old Unforgiven line. Deserves got nothing to do with it at this point. The chances are greater that Boswell, for four more years, remains very, very good until his late 30s, let's say.
Yeah.
And factually, we know that what he wants, even if Cam just wants the $5 or $6 million front-loaded from next year into this year, what Boswell wants annually, I think, would take like $1.6 million a year extra to make him the highest-paid kicker in the league, AAV.
Yeah.
That's easier to do if you're the Steelers. For a player that you can reasonably speculate, as great as Cam's 30s have been, is likelier to hold his value and live up to that contract in performance.
But you can't break your longstanding policy of not negotiating with players with 2 years left on their deal for a kicker.
Why not? Just a devil's advocate here. Why can't you do that?
Because even though the guy won games for them last year, kickers are inherently way less important than defensive linemen or, frankly, any position in the league other than maybe punter and long snapper. And the way they're paid reflects that.
Are they less important, though, if you're playing a lot of close games, as yes. Tomlin's teams often do?
Yes.
The difference... Well, hold on.
The market says that.
Well, the difference between the best kicker in the league, or at worst, the second best kicker in the league, and league average is what percent of kicks made. You know what I mean? I'd have to go look that up, but like, if I took a middle-of-the-road kicker, there are years where you could have said, if I took a middle-of-the-road kicker and replaced Chris Boswell with that guy, the Steelers might have three fewer wins that year. Their 13-3 season in 2017, when they, I think you were the one saying they were paper tigers a little bit.
Yes, they were.
They were probably a 9-17 that the kicker turned into a 13-win team. So that inherently kind of speaks to the value a really great one can provide.
Well, then why don't
you.
They make more money? Why, if they're so important and they can change 9-win seasons into 14-win seasons, why aren't the top kickers making $20, $25 million a year, Chris? They're not making anywhere close to that.
I do think that there is a blind spot's not the right word. Almost a contradiction or a paradox. The really good ones are ultra valuable, but
they don't get paid
also,
that
but
way.
Teams also probably feel that even the best kickers are more replaceable because it's the whole you're not really a football player. You're a very, very, very specialized person on this team. It's the same reason why, for example, Mariano Rivera, even at his apex, was never going to make the kind of money that a great starting pitcher.
Right, so
did.
That's why I'm surprised, because you do say that about Rivera all the time. So I didn't expect you to make the case that, like, yeah, you should give a kicker that money because kickers are that vital or important.
Okay, but I think in a practical manner of speaking, it is easier if they want to do that deal to do it. Whether you think like you should be bending over backwards or breaking an unofficial team rule that we all agree is kind of silly and gets in their own way a lot for a kicker or not is almost immaterial. The Steelers, in very practical terms, would just be running this through one filter, I would think. Is it worth our while to pay this guy the money he would want right now? Is he valuable enough, and is that something that we should do? And it's an easier ask because it is less money.
But you don't get to a point where Boswell's kicks matter
without Cam.
Exactly.
No, I know.
They gave up 299 rushing yards in a playoff game last year. They think that they can't stop the run. So now they're going to say it makes more sense for us to give Chris Boswell money and not a guy that stops the run.
What I don't know is how much internally they value. I'd have to ask a ton of people and try to get a handle on it. Do they value Boswell and look at him as more than a kicker? Let me put it this way. Do you think that at his best, I'll use Tucker as an example, although they haven't won anything, they didn't win anything while he was there, and obviously it ended in very ugly off-field fashion. But do you think Tucker ever ascended to a level with his own teammates and within that organization where they looked at him as, for lack of a better term, more than a kicker?
Probably not.
And do you think Vinatieri ever ascended to that level?
Clearly no, because the Patriots moved on.
With Gostkowski.
They brought another guy in, sure. And they kept winning Super Bowls. There you go. You just answered your own question.
I'm asking. No, I didn't answer my own question.
You kind of did there, man.
I hinted in the direction that the Steelers probably would feel about this.
The Patriots voluntarily moved on from the best one ever, and the next guy came in, and they really didn't skip a beat.
Tomlin is both like such an ultra, I'm a football guy, I'm a football lover, where I feel like he would be predisposed to feel like specialists are somewhat a dime a dozen. But man, he's not stupid either.
He also talks about Boswell like
he's got different.
He's got a, you know, like a rabbit up his sleeve, like he's got a special weapon and X-Factor.
Except when he doesn't
deploy
him in a dome for a 59-yarder or whatever that he probably should have let him kick. But like, he does play so many and coach so many close games that he would theoretically hold Boswell in higher value than most coaches would their kickers.
I really want to hear from fans on this, because we've heard from a bajillion Steelers fans on Hayward's holdout. And if Boswell is as important as you are making him out to be, Chris, then everybody should have very strong opinions on Boswell, too.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cool. I love Boz, man. I'm tired of him getting player of the week. He probably got player of the week again this week. He's deserving of it. But it reminds us of our warts. It reminds us of the work that we need to do. But man, no doubt, I'm thankful that he's on our team.
So Boswell's been numb too. He's been playing a lot of golf, and he's just not engaging in any kind of, I'm going to stick up for myself and give you my 2 cents or my opinion on why I'm doing the same thing Cam Hayward is doing. It does come with the caveat that Boswell did not negotiate his contract last year, but he is still in the no negotiation zone that the Steelers have preached for decades. You have more than a year left on the deal. You don't get a new deal. Boswell has 2, just like him. And there's not as much venom. There's not as much vitriol. There's not as much anger. Boswell seems to be, for the most part, flying under the radar. And I just am asking out loud if that means most fans feel differently about him and think that he should get the money while Cam shouldn't. 412-928-9370 is the telephone number. Listen to the PM Team on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Steve did text in and say, Pony, I'm watching on YouTube. I find you eating your pen disgusting. You should stop that. All right, fine. Here's what we'll do. Anytime somebody catches me chewing on my pen, from now on, every time I do it, I'll put $5 into a bucket.
I'll bring a mason jar in. It'll be, well, no, we're going to have to confiscate the bucket after every show because somebody would just steal the money in here.
And we will.
It'd be Crowley.
And or Callis.
Hello.
And we will, I'll donate the money to a charity.
Okay.
We'll pick one. But okay, Steve, if it's so gross, if you can't stand to watch me nervously, anxiously chew on a pen as
I
try
to... What do you have to be nervous about?
Well, I'm trying to brainstorm things I'm going to say. It helps me do that. Cook got me into that.
Really?
I watched him do it for years, and he somehow passed that
How hard
terrible nervous tick off to me.
How hard was it to brainstorm Stay Healthy 7 and I Like Ben Roethlisberger?
I don't know. The man would...
I heard you laughing at that one, Don.
The man would get done with his show.
Then he'd pace the hallways.
And he would pace and chew on a pen.
To write columns.
For hours, yeah.
That would usually start 7 out of 10 times with, Ben Roethlisberger once told me, even if they were about the Penguins. Again, you guys know I'm right. I'm taking shots, but Cook's in Florida. He doesn't care.
Here is Dave in North Huntington. Hello, Dave. He's back.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. So I'm one of the few, actually, that is on Cam's side. He deserves the money for how he's played, how he played last year, and playing hurt. That's why he had the bad season to begin with.
Okay.
Money's not guaranteed. He deserves it. Boswell, to me, it's a non-issue. That's why I don't think fans care, because they know this is never going to happen this year. They will never break that rule about not negotiating unless you have 1 year left on the contract. They didn't do it for Watt. They're certainly not going to do it for Boswell, a kicker.
And you don't think they'll do it for Cam, to be clear, then, too?
Well, Cam's a little different because he's truly not...
Well, but you did just say they'll never break it, though.
Well, no, because here's, to me, there's a little nuance, because he's not really looking for a new contract. From my understanding, he just wants to get a little bite at next year's apple. Right.
But that's still,
so
that's still reworking the
overall
contract a little bit.
He's just getting a little cash.
Thanks, Dave.
He's making it sound like the Steelers and Cam's deal are a payday loan company.
I mean,
they could do the same thing with Boz. They could front his money.
And Dave's theory is that people aren't talking about it because it's that big of a non-starter. I disagree with that.
They could front Boswell's signing bonus from next year, presumably into this year, I guess.
I think people haven't really talked about Boswell just because of just how angry they are at Hayward and the timing of this.
Well, he also, yeah, no matter to the point of like who's more important, I still do think ultimately a D lineman who's a first-team All-Pro is more important, but like in who occupies public consciousness... Just look. One guy's the best kicker in the league. The other guy is probably one of the four or five best defensive linemen in the league. No one cares about best kicker in the league to that point.
Boswell is better at his job than Hayward.
Do you think Boswell would ever hold out? And just say, I'm not kicking?
I don't know.
Because here's what's
interesting. I don't know as much about him.
Well, here's what's interesting to me. Ben Sauls looked pretty good. Let's say Ben Sauls is going to kick in all these
preseason games. Well, we both hypothesized. Maybe they knew something about Boswell when they picked Sauls up.
Because Sauls, I think, was pretty damn good at Pitt.
Oh my God, if we had a dollar for every time Narduzzi said Sauls was, you know, going to be a great NFL kicker, we'd have probably hundreds of thousands of dollars here.
I would feel less job security if I were Boswell solely for this reason. You could always catch a team or a GM and a coach and an owner in kind of a bad mood if you actually threaten to do anything dramatic. And they could just say, screw it, we'll live and die with the kicker. And if Sauls goes out and hits 345 yarders in week one and they win, guess what, man?
Yeah, good point. 412-928-9370. Here's Chase. He's on the case. Hello, Chase.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
We're good.
So real quick, I just want to say I think it's ridiculous that they're both kind of doing these hold-ins or hold-outs, whatever the correct term is. Because with the whole negotiation thing, you got 2 years on the deal. You sign that contract. You have a duty with your job to oblige that contract. But for the Steelers' case, I think it's absolutely easier to sign Boz instead of Hayward because – kickers are cheaper. Tony, you said, why don't kickers get paid as much? Why doesn't the best kicker in the league get paid as much? Because they're on the field 10 times a game.
Right. So how could you justify even giving them $1 million more for what you just said there? You just said how dare you not honor your contract, and you're going to back down from that for someone that's on the field a handful of times?
In a very simple sense, it costs you a lot less money to give that guy what he wants.
I get that, Chris, and Chase
Tony, I'm not backing down. My thing is, that's why I said my case first. I think it's ridiculous what they're both doing, but to answer your question why people might not be so enraged by Boswell doing what he's doing is because the simple answer is he's cheaper. Hayward wants so much more money to get up there with the Danielle Hunters and the Chris Joneses of those contracts. And it's just ridiculous, dude.
That's not true. It's the difference we think. We don't know this for sure, but we're guessing that with both guys, it's like $1 million for Boswell, and $5 or $6 million for Hayward. That's really, in the NFL, not that big of a difference. Who the frick are you going to get for $5 or $6 million? You're not getting a really good player.
I mean, yeah, you're getting a third string receiver, if that. You're not getting much.
Okay, so why does the money bother people so much then?
Because it's the timing of everything. We're ready for the season, and then these dudes are going
to
do this.
Well, why doesn't that apply to Boswell then? That's what I'm saying.
He didn't just sign the deal last year. But it doesn't apply
as
much.
He just said it does, Chris.
I don't think it – the reason, part of the reason is he didn't just sign a new deal last year.
But Chase just said two things that are different from what you're saying. The first one was the principled thing of we're just not going to do it with 2 years left on the deal. And his second point there was, dude, you're messing with like the vibes of the season. You're asking for it right now when we're 2 weeks away from the season starting. What's wrong with you?
Well, in Cam's case, he asked for it apparently in February, and this has just been a stalemate that he didn't think would turn into one. Boswell is doing it more late in the proceedings.
Yeah, and he's getting a free pass for the most part.
It's kind of weird the time. Maybe I'm misreading this, or maybe I haven't analyzed it in my brain enough. If you're Boz, wouldn't you want to say it right after last year before they can go out and think about like, bringing a kicker in?
No one is giving him the like Peyton Manning, Mike Vanderjagt like treatment of we're doing this for a friggin' kicker. Are you kidding me? A kicker.
If he was the only one holding out or holding in, you think he'd be getting this treatment? Or do you think it would be more just, oh, the kicker's not happy? So what?
I can't tell. I don't know.
I do think a lot of it is Cam's situation. I mean, dude, how many times have we, in the job that we do, we take into account all sports things that are happening, kind of chuckle and say when there's a huge Steelers story, for example, and maybe there's something that's not a great story about the Pirates or Penguins. Boy, I bet the people over at their offices are happy that this big Steelers story broke.
Yep, we do say that.
It absolutely happens that way.
Here is fake John and Robinson, who's in a fantasy football league with Malzi, where Malzi does all kinds of self-inflicted wounds to cause his team to suck.
Well,
hello,
this
fake John.
This one involves Sean Tucker, and
multiple.
Fake John jumped right
yes,
on
multiple.
It.
Yes, multiple. I did say
it's
that.
Horrifying.
I stressed that. This is not a one-time occurrence.
I took a knife and stabbed myself in the stomach multiple times.
And I was actually accused of collusion there on the Sean Tucker thing that I had to fight. I didn't tell you about that one. But anyway, Tony, as usual, I do disagree with you here. I mean, it's only 1.5 AAV. I know you've refuted that point on Boswell. But to me, the bigger thing is, and using your own words against you, kickers aren't real players, so the Steelers aren't breaking their rules here. Right, it's just an ancillary piece. That's what it takes to keep the best in the league at what
but,
he does.
But if one of the central arguments, if one of the key arguments against giving the money to Hayward or anybody is, if you give it to this guy, you're going to have everybody on the team asking for new deals when there's multiple years on their contract. You do that for a kicker, you're absolutely going to open up that can of worms then.
I do what I rarely do here and get in the middle of this. I do think, just to be technical, Fake John's argument here is actually that because Boswell is such an ancillary piece, he would actually be looked at totally differently. Like, oh, yeah,
I think that would be a bigger slap in the face to these guys. You do it for a kicker,
like a
but you don't do it for us?
To your point. Well, no. To your point, they're not football players, right? They're ancillary. They're kickers. So the thought being, we're not breaking our rule. We're doing it for this guy. But to my point, look at Baltimore last year and how many games they lost because of Tucker and others around the league. Tomlin loves playing field goal games, right? He likes to win by 1, 2, 3 points.
Well, then wait a minute
so
here. Though.
You absolutely need that guy.
Hold on. You just brought up something even more interesting to me. Then if you're Boswell, why would you settle for just $1 million more? If you're
because it makes you the highest paid kicker in the league.
Yeah,
you're,
but
you're resetting the market.
So reset the market by a ton, like Myles Garrett or Deshaun Watson did. If
so the Steelers really are the Browns now, right? Let's just reset the market unnecessarily.
You just said. I'm saying from Boswell's standpoint, if you can, if you're really that important, well then absolutely set the market for kickers. Prove to people
he
that
can,
they are valuable. Ask for $5 or $6 million more.
Fake John, sure, if you were Boswell's agent, how much more AAV would you actually ask for here? As you said, he is integral to the successful implementation of Tomlin ball.
1.6. I mean, become the highest paid guy in the league. It gets you, you still have another contract coming after this, right? You know, he can be 33, 34 when this contract's up.
No, he's 34 nothing right now, believe it or not.
I thought he was 31. Okay. Well,
no, he's 30. He's actually 34 right now.
Okay, well, still, I mean, the market is the market, Tony. Going back to your other point before, well, then why aren't kickers paid more? Why aren't running backs paid more? The same guy
because
that makes the same AAV, right? But the same guy that makes the same AAV as Cam Hayward is Derrick Henry. You can't tell me the Steelers had Derrick Henry and just some down the liner instead of Cam Hayward.
they wouldn't be a better team.
Did you just call Cam Hayward a down the liner?
Said as opposed down the liner instead of Cam and Derrick Henry on the team. That's the trade off.
Right. Right. What, so you have like Dalvin Tomlinson as opposed to Cam Hayward.
Dalvin Tomlinson's making more money than Cam Hayward.
Yes,
he is, but, which is part of his argument, dude. The guy you just called down the liner is making more money than him. We have to go because we have Mike Florio, a much better lawyer to talk to.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Starkey and Pop did a show together today, which is a rarity in the summer. You can listen to them occasionally this time of year and learn about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page.
Pony, you've been accused of hitting the pen three times since you said you'd put $5 in the jar.
Well, you guys didn't call me out for it, so it doesn't count.
But you said the chat was supposed to call you out, which they have.
No, it's you guys.
Some guy yelled, pen alert, pen alert.
Well, you guys have to do it.
Wow. Okay. My God, you're racking up more pen violations than Jackson Dart Easy Pass violations.
Mike Florio is back with us. Pro Football Talk brought to you by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geist. And JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. All right, Mike, we got a big one here with the Cam Hayward hold-in. Let's start with just your impression, your opinion on what's going on here between the two sides.
Well, look, I'm always a big proponent of players getting paid, but when you just did a deal last year and you could have played out the deal and then become a free agent, and if you were determined to be an all-pro, you could have cashed in after that. And when you say that, and I love Cam Hayward, don't get me wrong. When you say that after you signed the deal, you told them, I'll be back next year after I'm an all-pro, and they giggle, Yeah, because the joke's on you. They've got you signed for 2 more years. So these are all things that could have been dealt with. There could be incentives. There could be escalators. There could be terms in the contract he signed last year that would give him more money if he had made all pro. The joke's on him. Really, it is.
Mm-hmm.
You are a veteran who's into your, what, third, fourth contract now? So, like, for a guy like a James Cook who got his deal today, who had nothing to negotiate on his last contract, it's one thing. But when you're a veteran who signs your deal eyes wide open and you understand the implication of committing to a 2-year, $14.5 million deal, it doesn't matter if you're an all-pro or not an all-pro. They hold the cards. You signed the contract. It's going to be hard for him to get them to see it his way. And it would have been easier for him to deal with this last year if he was sure he was going to become an all-pro in 2024.
The one thing that he's already gotten this year is the majority of his compensation on this roster bonus. His base salary is just 1.3, Mike. And Andrew heard earlier today that maybe Cam is actually considering seriously sitting out real games this year because he's making like 70 odd grand per game check, and that there is no recourse for the team to recoup that roster bonus. Is that the way you understand it? Do the Steelers have, if he sits out regular season games, any way to claw back that $13.45 million or parts of it?
You've got different provisions of the CBA that would come into play here. He's already shown up. He's already there. If he leaves, it activates an entirely different process that could have him shut down for the entire year, pay back the roster bonus, and not get any money this year. That's one. Door number one, he's not leaving. Door number two would be to just say, I'm not playing. I'm here. I'm not playing. That turns into a face-off where you can...
That kind of gets into the J.C. Treader stuff a little bit, doesn't it, Mike, that he talked about that got him in hot water?
Well, J.C. Treader said fake an injury.
Okay.
Cam's not faking an injury. And you don't really need to fake an injury. Cam Hayward's been playing for 14 years. There's something on him if he thinks about it long enough that is legitimately injured and he doesn't have to play. But if he says, I'm just not playing and I'm healthy, you could eventually suspend him for conduct detrimental to the team.
Yep.
He commits a default under the roster bonus. You can claw back some of the money that way. So that money he's already gotten is susceptible to being recovered by the team if this really would turn into, you know, like both sides pushing it to the limit. The best deal, obviously, is to work out a new contract, but... Yeah, I think just digging his heels in and not playing, that won't fly if the Steelers want to push it. And I don't know why they wouldn't push it. At some point, you got to get your helmet and go play football. You're under contract and you're here.
Is it a really simple solution to just take some of his roster bonus for next year and give it to him now? Mike, he seemed to imply that's what he wanted when he talked a couple of days ago. That seemed to be him referencing what the Steelers did with Antonio Brown. Are there any real ramifications or consequences to taking 2026 roster bonus and converting it into 2025 salary?
It's a way to save face for the team. The team typically doesn't like to do deals for anyone other than quarterbacks more than a year in advance, yada, yada, bad precedent, all that stuff. So you just move money around that way. And then next year they could deal with the missing money, maybe do a new contract. Maybe it's his last year. I don't know. This is year 15 for him. I just think that he made a calculated risk when he decided, yeah, I'm going to try to get more money if I make all pro this year. And he said Monday that this all started back in February at the scouting combine, and they haven't gotten anywhere with it. They haven't gotten there yet. So I don't know what they're going to do. And this is the problem of getting your starting quarterback at a below market contract and giving TJ Watt $41 million a year in new money average. You're going to have other guys that say you can afford to pay Watt and you got to steal for your quarterback. There's got to be money there for me.
Mike, this is kind of an in the weeds question. I'll try to ask it as simply as possible. If they wanted to move some of the 2026 money for Hayward, like we just discussed, does that like have an outsized negative effect on dead cap or anything else like that for next year? Is there any like provision to just prevent teams from doing that willy-nilly or penalty that they would have to incur if they were to try to move that money?
No, they can move money around. Not that I know of, and I don't want to speak in absolutes because when you do that, you end up being absolutely wrong. But I can't think of anything off the top of my head that would be an impediment to shifting money around. Like you guys said, they did it with Antonio Brown once upon a time, and teams have done that. There's another guy this year, Minka Fitzpatrick, his deal in Miami. They made a big deal about some the signing bonus. Right? It was baloney. They took a couple million from next year, and they put it forward to this year, and they guaranteed it, and they paid most of his salary as a bonus. It was all overblown because it made the agent look good.
Mike, I'm not predicting this is going to happen. No one has told me that it could happen, but another hypothetical. Hayward did say, I want to be valued. I can't wrap my head around playing this position at this price this year. What would happen if he just said, screw it, I've played 15 years, I'm going to retire? Could they get the roster bonus back then?
Yes. Yes. The roster bonus is subject to forfeiture in the year that it was paid. So they can go back and get that roster bonus from him. Now, you know, good luck. You got to chase him around. It can get ugly. But yeah, that roster bonus was paid to him under the express presumption he's going to play this year. If he retires, he, in theory, has to pay every penny back.
Mike, we've got one other non-Cam Hayward hold-in situation with Chris Boswell, who probably took in and ran with the mantle of best kicker in the league last year, maybe he or Brandon Aubrey. Do you sense that the I'm give you two situations. Do the Steelers do something to sweeten the pot for Chris Boswell, figuring he's a kicker? It's almost kind of like a separate issue from a football player, or do they say, hell no, we aren't doing any kind of thing for Chris Boswell. He is merely a kicker. We will especially dig our heels in and not give him what he wants.
I can't think of a time a kicker held in, held out, or did anything other than held his breath until he turned blue. I just don't get it. And I think we joked about it on the show yesterday. Like, what does a kicker even do when he's holding in? Like, what's he holding in from?
He's been playing a ton of golf, you know, at Laurel Valley.
Yes,
out there in Ligonier.
He's been golfing the entire time.
His handicap might be down to like a two.
I will say this. Under the new kickoff procedure, the kicker is susceptible to getting his ass blown up because he's the only one that's coming down the field with any momentum, and they can run down and get him. And there's some clips out there of kickers getting blasted. So there is a risk to being a kicker. But if you're the team, you could throw a rock and find another kicker. And I know you want to have a good kicker, but I don't see them blinking for Boswell and not blinking for Hayward. So that one is just weird to me.
Mike, how about this idea that part of this is, obviously the Hayward thing is he negotiated just last year and they don't want to give somebody a new contract, you know, 365 days later or thereabouts. But still, we're talking about a policy that is not league-wide. It is a team policy of, we just don't do new deals when players have more than a year left on their contract. J.J. Watt tried to bring this up with his brother, saying you would have actually gotten a bargain if you didn't have this silly policy. You would have paid him way less money. How about the idea that part of the sticking point is the Steelers' own policy on when they negotiate contracts, Mike?
Oh, hey, I've said this before with you guys. Some of their rules, like we don't do extensions once the season starts. We don't do full guarantees beyond year one, unless you're a quarterback or TJ Watt. And I just think that is dumb. All due respect to the Steelers, and I love the Steelers, and I've been in and around Pittsburgh my entire life, but the whole idea is the CBA sets forth the minimum stuff you can do, and anything beyond that, like, you're only limited by your creativity and your willingness. It's when you apply artificial rules that make it harder for you to have the team you want to have. I just don't understand why they do it. They're only hurting themselves. There's an arrogance to it. And one of the things I've noticed this year, whether it's the Bengals with their guys who aren't happy, the Cowboys with Micah Parsons, the Bills with James Cook, I feel like so much of what teams do as it relates to their players is about power. And it's about reminding them who's in charge. And these extra rules the Steelers put on their players and their coaches as it relates to extensions, the message is we're in charge and we're going to do things our way, and you should just be glad to be here. And that was some of the subtext of the TJ Watt negotiations. I just don't know that's realistic. I really don't. And, you know, how long has it been since they won a Super Bowl? How long has it been since they won a playoff game? It gets harder and harder just to say, we're the Steelers. You should just be glad you're here and do things our way.
Mike Florio, do you think when we talk next week at this time, a deal will be done with Cam Hayward? Your prediction?
Next week at this time, I'll say no, which means yes.
All right.
And if I'd say yes, that would mean no.
Mike Florio, PFT. Thank you, Mike. Talk to you then. All right. Kabali's on a heater today. He said some other things about the Steelers making moves that have made waves. We also might have a very special guest at 4:15. A guest so special that when we originally tried to have him on Friday, Chris was thinking about not using his day off to come in studio to interview this person. That's how badly you want to talk to this guy.
I was thinking of potentially taping questions and having them be played to this person for the purposes of at least saying, I got the question out there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It's.
So people are now can start brainstorming who that person is that you are so smitten by.
Are they definitely coming on?
We're still up in the air on that.
We're efforting
yeah.
in the business. Okay.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.